Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hi, Craig. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning.
Got a cautionary, tell me what you're going to do, but a cautionary tale about golfing. Coming up, Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I sent that one to him.
I just read the headline and read the rest of it. Like, I don't want to know stuff till I hear it like everybody else does.
Somebody die on the golf course?
I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't read the headline.
I don't want to hear about it.
Right. Don't know how it ended. I just
Zach Bornhoff was golfing at a golf course in Evergreen, Colorado.
Yeah, you golf in Colorado.
With his three friends. Right? It was a foursome. There's a lot of elk there and at this golf course. Zach saw one. He decided to get a closer look.
Yeah.
That's when the bull elk charged their golf cart and stabbed him in the stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, the antler traveled through his body and into his left kidney, slicing it in two.
They're in the rut now. You don't want to bother them.
What?
They can get really aggressive.
Yeah, well, he was just golfing.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't try to get a closer look. They don't want that right now.
So what happened to him, Craig?
Zach said the doctor told him 3 inches either way, and he wouldn't be sitting here.
Man.
He said it would have been better to have been stabbed with a knife because of the dirt on the elk antlers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a problem. I mean, so is the sliced in half kidney. But
Yeah,
but...
Right.
Remember the time you got stabbed by the elk golfing? They got a good story, though.
Yeah, if somebody's going to
have a story,
sever something on you, you want a clean cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the dirt.
And a clean instrument.
But the dirt makes it infectious, right, Craig? Is that what happened? Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dirt is not good. You're not supposed to rub dirt on your wounds.
No, you're not.
No, that makes it worse.
On your open wound.
What I understand.
And how far through the round of golf were they? Did they have to, I mean, did they pay for 18 and only get three in?
Good point.
That would suck.
Well, now, to be fair, they say the elk are always out there and you just have to play around them.
Stay away from them, yeah. But
they say that they notify people to avoid holes with lots of animals on them. So it sounds like if you pay for 18, you might not get 18 out there.
Might have to skip one.
Yeah, and then you don't get a refund. That sucks. But what if you're on a hole and the animals show up while you're on the hole? Like, who gets, they get the right of way, I guess, because they're elk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you ain't got antlers.
Since they don't understand the concept of right of way, they
get it. The right of way. That would be freaky. And you're like, he's lucky to be alive, obviously. But isn't that, if you're one of his buddies, hey, remember that time that elk stabbed you? Yeah, that's great.
Remember that time you were looking at the elk?
You really only need one kidney.
Yeah. Is the one gone? Probably is. It just went right through the kidney.
Well, sliced it in half, so maybe he's got three now? I don't know.
That might work that way.
Well, don't you think they probably just have to go in and remove that one?
Don't know.
It's probably non-functioning if it's been sliced in half.
Maybe somebody can use it. I don't know.
You should have bent over and just took it in the butt.
Yeah. That might have been worse.
Not if it just went right in.
No, you only got one butthole.
You
got
to think it's tough to aim.
Good point, Craig.
When you're the target, it might be tough to aim.
Yeah. There's a hole back there. Just use that one.
And you don't hear a lot of good stories about impaling.
No, you don't. But if you already have a hole in your body, you'd rather have it use that one. But I'm guessing an elk's horn would impale the intestines, too, then.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
you see stories of, like, the bullfighters who take the horn there.
And they die.
Yeah, and it never ends well.
No.
So the Price is Right is doing things differently now.
Oh, I saw this. I saw a picture of their new set.
Oh, so they are
back to filming, but without an audience. The set has been redesigned as one level with the Bidder's Row on the main stage. Each player will be 6 feet apart to adhere to coronavirus guidelines and allowed to spin the wheel after sanitizing their hands. They're recording 3 episodes a day instead of 2.
So they're just
sort of thing.
So they're just picking the contestants ahead of time. They're not saying, come on down.
I guess so,
obviously, right. Are they down front?
Yeah, I guess
Not down. Okay. They still bidding though? To see who gets, up?
Yeah, bidder.
So they're just replacing the person.
And but they're 6 feet apart, at least.
And are people traveling? Because I mentioned yesterday, all the contestants on Jeopardy so far this season, you know, and I'm a few episodes behind, have been from Southern California. Yeah. Nowhere else. All Southern California.
Speaking of traveling, our pilot buddy sent us a nice little
email.
He's in the simulator,
He's going back to work pretty soon.
He had to fly a simulator.
Is he practicing?
He had to practice. He's done practicing now. And he said he hates practicing. He's got his first flight in 7 months. I said, be careful.
Wow.
I know it's riding a bike, but I'm not, I don't want to be on the plane with a guy first flying for the first time in 7 months.
I'll catch you on the second flight.
But that's why he had to go to the simulator.
Yeah.
I was texting him last night about it. I said, well, I was emailing him, I should say. Sometimes I text him. The simulator looked cool. That's what Todd wants to take, but they reserve that for pilots.
No, apparently.
You can rent that? How much?
If circumstances were different. If we weren't in the middle of a pandemic, he could talk to a few people, and I could take a spin in that thing.
All right,
I just have to get out to wherever the simulator is.
Yeah.
And it's not far away.
What's the over-under on you crashing that?
Of course I'm going to crash.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about flying a big plane.
How long do you think it would take before that thing would be down in flames?
My son and I were in the Air and Space Museum in D.C. last winter. And we got in one of those fighter jet things, and it was the old school one, like a Spitfire, you know.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
wasn't a lot of technology.
We were
involved.
Chasing the Red Baron.
Yeah. So we're in it, and you'd be strapped in because we watched it from the outside, and it spins around, and he had the gun, and I had the yoke. I had the yoke. So
that was a bad idea.
Exactly. So we're in this thing, and I'm turning, and we flip upside down, and I can't get us back the other way. So we're hanging upside down in this thing. And at that point, we're just laughing like idiots. I said, I don't know what to do now. So I kept spinning it, and I never really did get it upright until the ride ended, and it kind of flipped over, and they opened the door. We come out, you know, just like picked a little, you know, when you see the movie Airplane, when his hair's all up in the air.
Yeah.
That's what we look like. picked the wrong day to just quit sniffing glue.
Did the people running the thing just look at you and go, God, you suck?
Pretty much.
Get out of here.
They see people that suck all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, but getting stuck upside down is a special kind of bad.
You try it.
I'm sure it's probably.
I've moved that yoke every which way. And believe me, you know how to use a yoke.
I think a couple go-arounds in that simulator, I'd do okay. Because as I pointed out to Nick before, when it comes to video
games. A full-size 727 jet? No, you wouldn't.
When it comes to video games, I can race and I can fly.
Yeah, here you go.
I've always been good at the flying video games, too.
All right.
I've never been good at the flying. It's like up is down and down is up.
Right.
I'm thrown off immediately.
Yeah, the last flight simulator game I played was Chuck Yeager's back in like 1995. So I probably would be no good.
Our friend flies huge jets for a major airline and had to go back into a simulator after 7 months. So no, I wouldn't trust you, Todd.
He did have to go back into a
simulator. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He's flying for the first time coming up this week.
Is he going to let everybody on the plane know that? Great to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah, you're right. This is fun. I haven't done this in 7 months. Yeah. Here we go.
Leave the mic on and just go, what does this button do?
He listens all the time. He's listening a lot of time in real time, so I'm anxious to see when he hears this. Yeah, right. I haven't done this in a while either, guys. Let's go. As you're going down the runway, too, picking up the speed.
I'd like to welcome myself back.
I've been on my couch getting drunk for 7 months. And he has been.
Let's see if we make it to Cincinnati.
This will be interesting. I forgot where Cincinnati is, but we're going to go.
Yeah, does this thing have a map?
All right. Just have fun. I'm glad he kept his gig because I know a lot of these airlines are laying off a ton of flight attendants. But if their flight attendants are gone, that means some planes are sitting. That means some pilots got to be out of work too, you know?
Yeah.
So I have no idea.
I saw some viral video the other day of like some flight attendants who were, you know, they were making their announcements going, hey, this is our last flight before they lay us off.
Yeah.
How unattentive do you think those folks
are? You're not going to get a beer off that lady.
No.
No way.
Yeah. You think they hate you normally.
You know, pissed off, laid off aisle donkey.
Yeah.
Jesus.
On her last flight before she's done.
Yeah.
Forget it.
And I don't blame her.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Here's your pretzels. I'll whip them to you.
But that would still be an unpleasant flight.
Yes. Yeah.
Is your tray up? I don't give a crap.
Yeah.
Canada phasing out single-use plastics, straws, six-pack rings, grocery checkout bags, polystyrene food containers. Trying to do that by the end of the year.
Everybody's cooler
than us. They published their final science assessment on plastic pollution. They say that plastic pollution threatens the environment, and Canadians can see the impact it has from coast to coast.
They're trying
to have zero plastic waste by 2030.
Good for them.
Tune in to Laura Ingraham tonight as she stuffs 18 straws in her mouth just to own the lips. She actually did that.
And throw them away.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty mouth there, Laura.
Was her mouth full? Was that as many as she could fit?
I think something like that. She was just doing something to own the
lips.
And I saw it. You know what? I didn't get pissed. I just laughed at how ridiculous it is.
She's a horrible person.
Join me after the commercial break or I'll stab a turtle.
Last night. Don't say that, Nick. You got a turtle. I'm afraid that turtle's in danger at Nick's house.
No, I think it'd be too hard to stab.
Stab it from underneath. Oh, no, they're even protected underneath, right?
Yeah,
you could stab its arm.
You'd have to go, it'd be really cruel.
And stab him.
Yeah, you could skewer it right through the middle like a shish kebab, but that'd be really wrong.
Yeah, it would. My oldest son always gives my youngest son crap saying that he's going to make turtle soup.
Oh, turtle soup is excellent.
Eat it out of the shell.
Is it?
Oh, my God.
I've never had it.
Yes. We used to get all the time.
And it contains bits of actual turtle?
Bits of actual turtle. It's bits of
turtle. Doesn't sound good.
I know, but it's really good. I'm telling you, there's a restaurant at the beach I used to, when I was a kid that has turtle soup, and it's amazing. Yeah.
It's not tough?
Nope. No. And you know what? With the flavoring in there, probably. But it does have bits of real turtle, like Sex Panther.
Kind of gamey.
No, it's really good. I recommend it. You know,
I don't think I've ever even had the opportunity.
No, I don't think
I've ever been anywhere where it was offered.
No, you probably haven't.
Plus,
you haven't. This is, this is a restaurant on the ocean, so that's probably one of the reasons they have it. You know, it might be sea turtle. It probably is. I'm guessing it's
not. Can you do that?
I'm guessing it's not box turtle. I have no idea.
I thought sea turtles were protected.
Don't know.
Those ones aren't.
Turtle soup is good.
Yeah, they got to get it from somewhere.
All right.
And is that like fish, where the bigger the turtle gets, the more muddy the flavor is? Like angry snapping turtles?
Yeah, if you like clam, if you like any kind of seafood chowder, you're going to love turtle soup.
I don't think I'd want to eat a reptile.
I know. It does seem weird now. When I was a kid, my dad ordered it, and I used to get it with him all the time. He said, when are we going to go get some turtle soup, you know? But it was only at this one restaurant at the beach, so...
So it's
You're
like
right. I don't see it on a menu here in this town. Anywhere.
So it's like a cream based kind of thing.
No, it's not. It was more of a tomato based.
Oh.
Well, not tomato, thick tomato.
But like
a
not
broth.
Like a, no,
a broth. That
a
was
broth.
It's a broth.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Huh. Yeah. Well, let's get Nick's turtle and make some soup.
Yeah. All right.
You have to let me know how that tastes.
Bring Crush in tomorrow.
You're not going to eat your own turtle.
So you've never tried alligator?
No.
Oh, I've tried alligator.
I've had alligator.
I don't think I'd want to.
Yeah, I've had gator. That's good.
Yeah, breaded alligators, basically. I've had that. They serve that at a lot of beach bars.
In Arizona, I tried the, it was breaded rattlesnake. And, you know, like they always say, tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
I'm just envisioning it tastes like sometimes you get like a chewy piece of calamari.
Yeah, oh, I hate that, yeah.
No, yeah. Same with the gator. Tastes like chicken.
Now we want peanut butter chocolate Cheerios and gator strips.
Oh, by the way,
there's peanut butter chocolate Cheerios?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
That's
fantastic.
Really good.
Bush told us earlier, it made my Thursday because it's a low bar.
And we got an email from Sandra here who sent us a picture from the grocery store this morning of chocolate peanut butter milk.
Wow. That sounds good.
It looks like it's a Halloween thing, but that on top of the chocolate peanut butter Cheerios.
You're ODing.
Can't be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't be bad.
That should come with insulin.
All right.
The common snapping turtle is the principal species used for turtle soup.
Got it. Try it. I don't know where it's at, but try it.
Yeah, I've never seen a restaurant that served turtle soup.
I haven't, except for there.
Yeah, I haven't either. Are the Cheerios dipped in chocolate, or how does it work?
No, it's like
I haven't seen it either.
Some of the Cheerios are chocolate flavored, and some are peanut butter flavored, and then they're just all in the same box together.
Well, I don't get they bring the egg cold, but
that's what I said the first time.
I'm Lou Holtz when I hear that.
Sounds
too,
good.
Right. What the hell?
You ever separate them and have all chocolate Cheerios and all peanut butter Cheerios?
My OCD ain't that strong.
That's crazy, man.
I'll eat it out of a turtle shell.
Ah.
I would do that. Did the turtle soup come in the shell?
No.
Oh.
It came in a little cup or bowl.
Now,
I still remember the flavor, but maybe because it was a fond memory of me as a kid, but I still remember the flavor of turtle soup, and I can't tell you the last time I had it. I probably did with my wife at the beach maybe 10 years ago.
I don't think I would have done that as a kid because I was into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
it would have been like eating a Muppet or
you
something.
You would have thought about that. Yeah.
Michelangelo?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
So I'm eating the Muppet last night.
Cowabunga, dude.
Very sad news. Seriously. A Dallas woman, 55-year-old Pamela Burnley, also known as Jag Booty.
Is that her screen name?
Was arrested on a murder charge.
Oh.
After police say that she gave an illegal silicone butt injection to a woman who later died.
Yeah, cement in your ass will kill you. And why do people want bigger asses? Just eat. You'll get one.
Yeah, you just have to be patient.
I mean, on women especially, because guys gain it in their butt, in their gut, and women gain it in their ass.
Well, it's got to...
They want a solid one,
be
right?
Be specifically in the ass. If you just eat a lot, you can't tell your body where to put the fat.
Well, it goes your ass eventually.
This is a woman?
And your
Jack
thighs.
Jack Booty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looks like a female Shrek.
Well, she's dead now, right?
No, the person...
Female Shrek is not pretty.
No, Jack Booty is not dead.
No, Jack Booty was the one that injected the cement... into the woman's ass.
Got it.
The woman is dead.
The bad doctor.
It's like Jack.
Not a doctor.
When this story happens, why do people keep doing this?
Especially
the garage butt injection?
Especially by not a doctor.
Yeah. Did we learn nothing from Kanye's mom?
Right.
That sounds like something happened in your garage here, the garage butt injection.
Yeah. Bend over.
Yeah. Kanye's mom went to a strip mall and she had all the money in the world. Now, that might have been a real doctor, but they screwed up.
No, yeah. I don't think he did a lot of searching for the best plastic surgeon for his mom.
Well, I don't think he was involved with
that. Yeah, she might have done that on her own.
She'd do that on her own, yeah.
That might cross his mind every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
I should have picked a doctor.
I'm thinking a lot of things cross Kanye's mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fleeting.
Yeah, not many of them are sane.
Go to the ass doctor that his wife goes to. That's not a natural ass.
There's no way.
There's some more ass injected in that. I know some people saw her in person. They said, there's no way that's natural. It's just misshapen, weird.
It didn't kill her.
No. What do they actually put in there, Craig? Is it actually, it's not cement, obviously. It would be tough to walk
silicone.
Around.
Silicone.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
And why does it kill you if you don't do it right?
It's not sterile. It's not medical grade.
Got it.
Yeah, you got to have the badonkadonk.
Yeah, you don't.
And if you don't do it right,
yeah.
it gets
in your
into the non-medical grade stuff, gets into your person, and that ain't cool.
Yeah, right. If they bought it at Home Depot, it's not the good stuff that you want.
Yeah, does that get injected into the muscle?
We're mixing up in the back.
You kind of got to know what you're doing when you do the butt filler. I got your butt filler right here.
Yes, you do.
Butt filler from way back.
That's too bad she died, though. This happens more than it should, obviously.
It does.
Yeah, but you don't go to Jag Booty for that.
No, it's not
her
Dr.
Name,
Jag Booty.
Booty's in her name. How do you not go to that?
Well, yeah, if you can't trust her.
Craig's right about that.
Well, you probably want someone
who's...
That's
a good point, Craig.
Well, it's a point. Yeah. I think that's...
I'd have to go with...
If Booty's in her name, she's a professional.
I'd have to defer to Puss on that
one. Yeah, that's a point.
You want someone with MD after their name.
You do.
To inflate your butt.
You do.
Or PhD.
Or maybe just skip the whole thing.
Wait, can't you just sit on your ass and eat pizza and wait?
Well, once again, you will gain a weight in your ass, but you're also going to gain weight everywhere else.
That's
belly,
the problem.
Arms, she wants, thighs.
She wants the fat butt, not the fat kneecaps.
Right. Yeah. Nobody goes in for kneecap injections.
No.
My knees are too thin.
She'd still be alive today.
Yeah. Put some silicone on my kneecaps.
Sorry. Should make my cankles a bit bigger.
What happened to Grandma? Oh, she wanted a fatter ass. Now she's dead.
I know. Now she's dead. I mean, that's horrible. How old was the woman that died?
Let's see if it's in here.
I want some junk in the trunk.
Was it in poor taste if you know somebody who died from like getting that and be like, well, what did the ass look like?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, the chick was 35.
Yeah, so LaTora King was 35.
That's too bad.
and Jack
Is that murder? Is it murder?
It's got to be a
murder charge, yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay. Good. Manslaughter, at least.
Ass slaughter.
That is a good point, though. You want your ass bigger? Here. Here's a pizza. Keep eating.
Do some sit-ups.
Might take you a while, but you'll get there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.